What is up, guys? Welcome back to Rip City Rundown. We're bringing you an off-season podcast episode today. Absolutely nothing is really going on in the NBA world. It's been a very quiet off-season for the NBA in general, especially for the Blazers. But we're going to spice it up a little bit today with some hot takes. We've each brought a hot take for this upcoming Trailblazers season, and we're going to see if any of them come true. We're going to see which ones we like, if anyone's too crazy. And to make it a little more realistic, like, we're not just going to spew out Chris Murray's going to win MVP, because that's a hot take. That would be a hot take. But we want to do ones that actually could possibly happen. So I'm interested to hear what each of you guys' hot take is. How are you doing today, West, on a fine Friday afternoon?
A fine Friday, September afternoon. My brain and my mind and my energy is focused on football. Unfortunately, I don't care about basketball right now. But, of course, as a Blazer fan, I keep up with my news. Some little tidbits if people care about. You know, Cole, we talked about it. Chris Murray's changing up his jump shot. You might think he can win MVP now. Is Kamara going vegan? The Blazers are not on Root Sports anymore. And Joe Cronin still sucks at his job. So those are the little updates from Blazerland. But I, personally, I'm doing good. It's just I'm ready for the season to start at this point so we can win our 20 games and roll some dice for Cooper Flagg. Man, it sucks to be a Blazers fan sometimes.
Yeah, gosh, I'm just comparing my childhood to this new era, and it's just no, man. It's just not as good. Excited though. We got the opening night about a month and a half away. I think we open actually at Moda against the Warriors, so that'll be cool. We can get a little Dame and Steph head to. Scoot and Steph head to head there. But always fun to watch the Warriors. Also, just peeping at the schedule. I'm always in Portland around Christmas time.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet. What are the games?
So, guys, do you want to go to a Jazz game, a Mavericks game, a Sixers game? Those are the three.
I think the question is, do we want to see us potentially win, or do we want to go see, like, Luka?
I've never seen Luka in my life.
We have. We saw Luka in Dallas.
Boy, dude, the Mavs fans love them some Luka Doncic. It's quite scary.
I don't like watching the Mavericks in person, but Kyrie would be really cool to see in person, not going to lie. That's a guy that's probably fun to see. Even we saw them play the Sixers 1 year, but they didn't have Embiid playing. It was the Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I think
go see that vlog.
I think we go Sixers because we went to Blazers Wizards last year, and that was a poot fight.
That was like a 1 point game though, but we lost.
It was a good game, but it was bad basketball. So, I mean, we could go to Jazz Blazers, get a similar vibe. We could see Markkanen in person; he's good.
Nuggets also 19th. I don't know if we're all together there, but never seen Jokic. That'd be cool. We don't need to talk about the schedule too much, so we can get into our hot takes. And just for reference, a hot take. Like Cole said, it doesn't mean that you actually think it's going to come true. It's more of like a Hail Mary throw that it could potentially come true.
We're not. It's the fine line in the middle, leaning toward the Hail Mary. Like I said, I'm not going to come out here and say a random person on the Blazers is going to win MVP because that actually has no chance of happening. But I'm also not going to come out here and say DeAndre Ayton averages 15 points. That's my hot take. Like, that's not a hot take. That could probably happen. But I'm going to kind of stray in the middle. Like, we did this hot take episode a while ago, and a hot take was Anthony Simons is better than Jordan Poole. At the time, that was seen as a hot take in the NBA world. I think we can now agree that that's pretty
true. Can we clap it up for that take?
So,
I mean, there's not a lot of good ones on this pod, but that was a good take.
JP also did fall off the side of the earth. But
That was part of the take.
Went into the hot take. But let's go ahead and jump into it. Who wants to go first? I got mine. Mine is consistent to some similar years. I'm curious. Okay, Wes wants to go first. His hand is raised for those listening on Spotify.
Yeah. Class is in session, guys.
Let's hear it.
My hot take. And feel free to raise red flag, or not a red flag, but feel free to raise a flag if you don't think it's hot enough. Or, like, you know, we're trying to find that Hail Mary, but it can potentially be caught. We're not looking for, like, way out of left field. And if it's too safe, just let me know. But my hot take is, Chauncey Billups is not going to finish the season as the Blazers head coach.
Throw on the flag on that one. That was a lays bag.
Let's hear it. What do you say? What are your thoughts on that, Cody?
You think it's more likely he's not? You might think that.
Okay. We've been talking about this narrative for a while now, for years, honestly, since he has been hired. That narrative has been, we don't think he's going to be fired until he's given a good team. I mean, in the beginning, or in the beginning, maybe like a year ago, I was in the camp of, okay, you have Damian Lillard now and your team's trying to construct and get some help and go for a title. If you fail, then yes, I could see him leaving. But given that we are going to tank once again and potentially be one of the worst teams in the league again, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm kind of in the middle. I think it's a complete possibility, so I'm not actually throwing the flag there. Like, I think that could happen. I'm 50-50. Yeah, Cole, what do you think?
I thought you were going to go a different route. I thought you were going to say that's not a hot enough take, because I think it's not out of the realm of possibilities. Like, I would be curious to see if, like, there was a percent chance of it happening in terms of the public eye. Like, what would that percent chance would be? Because he is entering the last year of his contract. Why are we not giving him a contract? Because it's not like he's going to do anything this year that proves he should deserve that contract. I guess the only thing is, like, say Scoot and Shaden and Anthony and all of our young guys, like, take a big step. We could say that's because Chauncey Billups is doing a great job developing them. Let's keep him and let's let him build with this core. But if we just do exactly what we did last year and one guy breaks out and we're just like, oh, we're solid, we have a good future, we're a top three pick, but we know nothing about the coach, I think we just let him go and we're going for another coach. So it's a hot take because it's always more likely a coach doesn't get fired than gets fired, because, like, that's not realistic. But I can definitely see that happening.
Can I just to add, I think what makes it a little hotter than what you're saying is I totally agree. End of the season, before the draft, off season. I'm saying before the season.
You're saying in season firing.
In season fire.
Yeah.
Job. I hate that hot take. Like, I'd rather say, like, the Blazers get Cooper Flagg, which isn't hot technically, because it's,
but that's a little more luck based, because you got 14% chance.
Well, I mean, you know, Cody's a big percent guy. He's a big luck guy.
What are the? It's like the same as getting the. What's the comparison? It's like if you get a spade, that's 25%. So it's a little less than that. I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe one day we'll tell the spade story for people that are curious.
That was the worst day of my life. But anyway, it's a poker loss for those who are listening.
Yeah, one day.
Okay, Chauncey, what year is this, by the way? Year four?
He got hired in 2021-22 season. No. Yeah, 21-22 season. So this is year four, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a long time now to think about it. I mean, it doesn't feel like it's been that long since Terry got fired, but I guess it has. And, you know, coaches to last over 4 years, especially when they're consistently bad, is pretty rare. So as I think about it and listen to your opinion, Cole, you know, I could see it happening. I don't think that's necessarily, in my opinion, that hot possibility.
Yeah, I think if you go to the point where you're saying midseason firing, that's where you get a little spice on that take. Even if he doesn't get fired, I think Chauncey might just want to leave at the end of the year, because he just continues to have more bad teams. He's just racking up his career win-loss record, and it's just going lower and lower. So, like, he probably doesn't even want to be here. He doesn't feel the faith in the front office for not giving him a contract. It's so messy.
If you're trying to, like, get a job after your current one, you kind of want to do well in your current job so people find you an attractive candidate. And the Blazers aren't helping Chauncey at all. He has win-loss percentage is trash. Before you guys go, just curious. Here are two more hot takes. I want you to tell me which one you like more. Okay? The first one is that Mike Schmitz will be the Blazers GM within the next 3 years.
Whoa.
That's one.
I kind of like that.
And number two is Klingon wins Rookie of the Year.
Don't hate that one either. So just thoughts on it?
I mean, which one do you think, which one would you want to happen more? How about that?
Go ahead, Cody.
I would want the second one to happen because it kind of transitions into my hot take. But before I go, do you want to say anything, Cole, about either of those two?
The way I look at it is, I look at it more like the first step is Joe Cronin going to be let go as a GM in the next 3 years? And then if he does, is Mike Schmitz going to be the guy? I don't know. Mike Schmitz might never want to be a GM, but I see the vision in terms of, like, Mike Schmitz will raise his importance as Joe Cronin goes out. I think that is a take I would be interested in. That would suck, though, because then that would mean Joe Cronin is in a bad job and we wasted three more years.
Well, I mean, we did hear from our sources that Joe Cronin doesn't know what he's doing.
But the Klingon one, I don't think is crazy, because I think Klingon's going to be in a spot where he could come out and average off the bench or come and start second half of the year. Say we trade Ayton. I think he goes maybe 10-8, and if he could average, like, what if he averages like 2 blocks off the bench? That's not crazy.
Well, the draft's so weak, though. Like,
exactly. Like, who else? Like, who's the main comp?
I mean, I think it's probably Saar, just from he'll just have the ball in his hands so much.
He'll get raw numbers.
In terms of narrative, I think he's in a massive hole from Summer League.
But, like, we just saw a guy like Scoot. Scoot had the counting stats. He averaged 13, 5, and 4. I don't know if it was actually 13 exactly, but he averaged somewhere around there. He didn't even make any of the all-rookie teams, so he wasn't a top 10 rookie. So Saar could come out. Like, they've set the precedent that Saar could come out and average 15 and 6, but shoot the ball miserably like he did in Summer League. And, like, he doesn't deserve consideration for Rookie of the Year in that sense. So that's why I say Klingon's a possibility, because I think when he gets his minutes, I think he could be fairly efficient. And then you know what he's doing defensively.
Honestly, just before we – this is non-Blaze related. I think it's a hot take to say Klingon wins Rookie of the Year. I think that's fair. I think my Rookie of the Year vote right now is Castle.
Ooh, that's good. I like Castle a lot. He was the one guy I wouldn't have minded the Blazers draft that has a hint of guard in him.
He's just gonna get the extra Wimby love.
Yeah, he'll rack the assist. All right, Cody, what's your hot take?
Speaking of Donovan Klingon, my hot take is that
he gets injured. I'm kidding.
No,
not Klingon will be
by the end of the season. As we go in the draft lottery, Klingon will be our second best player on the roster.
Flag.
No, I like that.
I'm kidding.
So
that's a good. My thinking talk to is, me. Convince me.
Okay, you can say Ayton Simmons. Well, here's because what goes into that, what walks along that line is that one of those, in my assumption, will not be on the team anymore. One will be traded by then. So that's one, whatever, less person. Obviously, we all hope that Scoot and Sharp can make that massive jump that we are all anticipating this year. But even if just one of them makes a jump and the other stays consistent, I think Klingon can come in, Rookie of the Year or not, you know, be our second best player. And I'd compare him to a Derek Lively rookie season at worst, if this assumption was made.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here are my questions for you. No, you just got to defend this case. Let's just say no one gets traded. So you have Simmons right now. I know he hasn't played a game. Okay, let's just assume no one gets traded and Klingon has a great rookie season, but he backs up 8 in the whole year. But he's, like Cole said, 10-8 in 2 blocks, right? And he might win Rookie of the Year because of that. Are you taking him over Simmons, Sharp, Jeremy, Ayton? You got to get over 3 of those guys.
That is what I'll take. Like I said, in my assumption, at least, it could be 2, at least one of our core will be traded before the end of the season. Because you can argue,
you could argue Simmons, Ayton, or Jeremy could all be traded. One of them could be traded.
Here's also the thing. Like, you can, even if Jeremy, Scoot, and Sharp stay, none of them get traded. Obviously, Scoot wouldn't get traded. But if none of them got traded, I think he can still make a big enough jump to surpass all 3 of them. Do I necessarily want that? Well, I want everyone to do well on our team, not just Klingon. But I am assuming pretty hard here. Like, for this to be correct, 100%, Simmons or Ayton would have to just be gone.
I don't think that's crazy.
I like it. I like the take because Klingon is, like, he's, like, the only guy on the roster that, like, can do something that no other player can do, and that's, like, defend at a high level. So we're kind of talking, which is crazy, but we're kind of talking about, like, you know how we always have these conversations about, like, how good a player is versus how impactful they are? Like Rudy Gobert is not a good basketball player, I don't think, but he's so impactful on defense. He's gotten 4 Defensive Player of the Years. Or, like, what was an example in football? I forgot, but it was like, frick, I forgot. That's bad. But basically the argument versus, like, best player and, like, most impactful player, I guess.
That's Klingon, what I was gonna say.
It's going to be one of the more impactful players immediately, so I could see it, but he's still a rook. But that's why it's hot. I mean, of course it's not supposed to happen. That's why it's a hot.
Yeah,
take.
He's not going to be the counting stats guy, but, like, we could literally look at him and say, who would we rather have on our team going into next year, Shaedon Sharpe or Donovan Clingan? And because Clingan's so good defensively, even if Shaedon Sharpe averages 10 more points than him, we could be looking at Clingan. So I think of the takes we've heard so far, Cody, if this side's hot, Cody's over here, West is kind of smack dab in the middle. I'll be interested to see where you think mine is compared to those two, because I don't think it's as hot as Cody's. Mine has to do with the guards. Has to do with Shaedon Sharpe, Anthony Simons, and Scoot Henderson. I said it last year, and I'm going to stick with it. I think come the end of this year, we will have Scoot Henderson will be our starting point guard. And I think of the other two, we will still have Anthony Simons. And I think we will be looking to move Shaedon Sharpe by the end of this season. I think that Anthony Simons has proven he's good in the NBA. We haven't seen from Shaedon Sharpe. And unfortunately, and fortunately, because I think just as underperforming in a way Sharp will be, I think Simons will be overperforming. I think Simons will clearly be our best player by the end of the year. I don't think he will be traded. And I think we'll go into next year with Scoot and Simons, or 2 years from now, and Shaedon Sharpe will be moved come trade deadline or summer. Thoughts on that?
That's tough. It's,
you know, if I said Simons was going to be traded, I think that's obviously not a hot take at all. That's why I'm going with Sharpe, just because, like, and I've been on this block for a little bit. Like, I haven't seen it from Shaedon Sharpe yet. I know it's just he's going into year three and he's been injured, but we've seen what we've seen. So I don't know.
Well, that's the year three is a big year for players. Would like to see a jump. And I know he doesn't have two seasons worth of games because of the injuries, but you could argue that's a part of why you don't believe in him. He can't be healthy. I think the reason why it's hot, and I don't hate that take. I mean, it's hot. It's not supposed to happen. So
yeah.
Of course, like, I'm not going to argue the other side, because that side's supposed to win. But the reason why it is hot is because I just think where the Blazers are as a franchise, like, you can afford to, like, wait on Sharpe a little bit.
That's fair.
He has such high upside.
Here is my response to that on why I think this is. This is another reason why I chose this take. I believe that Scoot will make a massive jump this year. Whatever that means. Not all-star, but he will prove that, like, everyone obviously is saying he's might not be a good starting point guard in the league. He will prove that he will be. Whatever that means. I agree with Cody. I think we'll see a lot from Klingon this year, to where he's going to be a guy that come year two, year three, like, he could play big time minutes, big time basketball. Like, he could be good player on a playoff team. Not saying the Blazers will be that. I also think we will be bad enough to where we will be in the running for Cooper Flagg. And this is going, like, next year's draft is so good, and there's a lot of NBA ready guys, and there's a lot of guys that can contribute right away. I think we'll realize that we would rather have a guy that's proven in the NBA in Anthony Simons that we know can score 20 points per game, whether that's starting or off the bench. And we'll say, we've got enough guys we want to develop already. We know Scoot will be good. We know Klingon will be good. We know Anthony is good. And we're bringing in another elite talent on the wing. We don't want to just pour into five different guys. We want to really focus in on these core three, four guys, Anthony not even included, because he's already kind of where he's going to be. So we focus on Klingon. We focus on Scoot. We focus on this new guy we bring in. And we're like, Sharpe, you're going to be the guy of the young guys that's going to get moved on, because I think he's going to have an underwhelming year this year, whatever that looks like. Again, and I'm not hoping this happens. I hope everyone plays well, and if we have to trade one of them, we trade one of them, and we get a lot back. But I think the faith in Scoot also goes into this play as well.
Yep. How would I react to that take? I think
I haven't even heard your thoughts yet. Sorry.
Yeah. I would say what makes that hot is because Simons, he's been here for a while, just in the NBA for a while. This is year, what, six at least, approaching his mid-20s. I think he's at a point where, in his head, he wants to go. Like, he's proved that he's a amazing NBA player, all-star caliber, and can become, you know, the microwave-type scorer on a championship team, on any just relevant playoff team. So I think, at least in his head, I think he's at the point where, okay, I've been on a... Sure, I played with Damian Lillard, but in my uprising, I've been on a, you know, bad team for many years to come, and I think it's time that I want to, you know, start to compete, play for another NBA team. So that's just something you got to think about, because I don't know if he necessarily compared to Scoot, at least, I think he has a bigger chance of just simply being traded just because whatever, he's been here for so long. So,
well, and also I think all the signs of, like, if you were the Blazers and you're picking between Simons and Sharp, is like Simons is better right now, but like that's why I was going back. Like, the Blazers' position right now is not to try to win games, and so Simons gets you back more right now if you're looking to trade someone. I really think if for your take to come true, like, Sharp's gonna have to, like, there's gonna have to be like attitude or culture issues with Sharp, which, you know, Lord, you could argue is there, but yeah, it's gonna have to be like off the court, like intangible stuff, because I just don't think they're gonna give up on his talent this year.
I think that's fair.
But
and again, I think another reason, again, like I said, is that this will be the last year that we are actually going and like trying to lose. Like, we still could lose for the next 2 years after this, but we won't be trying anymore, because I would hope that after this year, assuming we get a good wing in the draft, whether that's Cooper Flagg or one of the great small forwards in the draft, we will go Scoot, Klingon, that wing is our core three. And that would be a really good core three to have, assuming Klingon and Scoot make the necessary jumps that I'm expecting them, or not even a jump for Klingon, just are as good as I hope they're going to be. I hope this is the last year of actively trying to lose. But the more I'm thinking about it, I mean, that's a pretty hot take, just because, again, it's like singling out one player. But if I had to go one more hot take, it's going to be Chris Murray's not on the team next year.
And, you know, that's hot, but it's also a take I could not care less about.
Respect. I love it. I love it.
Chris Murray, dog.
There are hot takes, so I'd rank in order. I'd say mine's the hottest, then yours, Cole. Me and Cole's, I feel like, are pretty close. No, hey, Wes, yours is hot, but I don't know. I feel like it's the most likely to happen. Safe one.
It's weird, though. I feel like mine's the least likely to happen.
But if you guys want to talk about anything other than Blazers, any last Blazer talk, because we could just do a quick little dive here at the end of the podcast into just the NBA as a whole, what we're expecting this season with teams.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. The NBA as a whole has not been on my mind for a long time. I'm still thinking about Olympics. That's the only basketball I've cared about in the last couple months.
Hey, I got a question. Let's
dive back into it, you know?
Well, okay, sure. We can talk about the NBA. I saw the Panthers shirt. I was going to ask Cole, do the Panthers win the division this year?
If I was doing a hot take episode for the Panthers, that would be my hot take. Not because I think the Panthers are going to be great, because I think the NFC South is trash. I think the winner of this division will have no more than 9 wins, probably 8 wins. Which, how is it always this division that sucks? It's crazy. But we did have our fantasy football draft last night. Who's your best? I forget, Cody. Who's your best player on your team?
Can't hear you. Wait. Oh, sorry. My best player?
Yeah, your best player.
What's his name? AJ Brown, or the receiver? Ooh.
He got him tonight. Brown. He plays tonight as we're recording.
AJ Brown?
Right, that's his name?
Yeah, AJ Brown. The Philly receiver.
That's his name, but do you have him? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, I picked him up.
Mine's Reek.
Yeah.
Tyreek, he was my guy last year.
I just want to hear your thoughts real quick on, because I haven't talked to really you guys about my draft strategy. What are your thoughts on my draft? Because it could, I went with my gut and I overdrafted a lot. They said I had the worst draft on CBS.
No. I believe East Coastal had the worst at a D+.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, you had the worst pick of the draft, taking Cup at 14.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate.
Well, here's what I'll say. CBS liked my Mark Andrews pick, and he didn't do anything last night. So experts, whatever. But yeah. I don't know. See, for people that are listening, our draft, or our league, sorry, is like, oh my gosh, it's so running back heavy. For some reason, everyone's in love with running backs. And Cole decided to go with his first 4 picks, picking 11th, by the way. Running back.
Oh, no, it was 4 picks. Yeah, because I took Stroud in the 4th round.
Exactly. So you didn't have a running back pick until like 659. No,
yeah,
61.
My first pick was Tony Pollard, who I don't think I'm even starting this week.
Yeah, so you went running back by committee. So you had trash running backs,
which I don't hate. I'm just gonna rely on the receivers to pop off. Pick of the draft, though, of course, for our guys that love Oregon, Bo Nix, just a steal in the 10th round by the Spartans.
I wonder what our viewers feel about the NFL, because I assume you guys watch Thursday night football. First game
was a pretty
exciting game to start off the NFL season.
How about the how many legal formation calls?
Yeah, that was so. And I don't even know. I was watching that game. No fantasy implications. Felt good. Normally, you know, given our draft is normally the week of that game, you always want to sneak in that Thursday night guy just to get it in the first game. But okay, we're not an NFL pod.
That's fine.
Last thing about the NFL, if we did an NFL pod, what team would we be?
A specific team?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say Panthers because I know the most about the Panthers and I'm going to attend a couple games this year. So I think I'll go week two against the Chargers. You know,
You're a Giants guy. Yeah.
And Cody, you're a Seahawks guy.
Dude.
I don't really care.
Danny Dimes? Dayton K. Adams?
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah.
There's no way.
So we like the Blazers and then Panthers and Giants. So we are just bottom of the totem pole for all sports here.
Actually, though, that's so bad. And the Braves are not even in the playoffs right now, West.
Just for the people who are they're tied. For the people who are listening to this, Cole, give me a bet for the Packers Eagles tonight.
What? I don't know. I think the Eagles win. I don't know.
Devontae Smith fantasy score.
Ooh yeah, Devontae Smith anytime touchdown.
Anytime touchdown.
But what was I gonna say? I don't know.
We're not an NFL draft. That's last thing.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. But that would be interesting to talk NFL every once in a while, just because you know the Blazers and the NBA right now is so irrelevant.
I need each person here just to each person give me something in the sports world. It does not have to be NBA. Okay, I don't care about basketball right now, guys. Give me something in the sports world that is worth talking about right now.
I mean,
one thing, be any sport.
The one thing that I'm interested in tonight is the All-American U.S. Open semifinal.
That will be good. Tiafoe Fritz.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You know, I don't watch tennis other than really just this tournament. Like, I don't even watch Wimbledon or anything, but it's been fun to watch.
I'm assuming you're rooting for Tiafoe.
Probably, but I wouldn't mind Fritz, even though he's kind of polarizing among people because he kind of has a bad attitude, I feel like.
Fritz has a better chance of beating Sinner, but
that's
Tiafoe's...
what I saw. I saw Tiafoe got smoked by Sinner in like a recent tournament.
Sinner's really good, but I feel like the crowd will be behind Tiafoe, but I think Fritz is...
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll tell you a story because it kind of has to do with Rip City Rundown. It has to do with RCR Trivia. I'm assuming most of the people that listen to this follow our TikTok, or you've been seeing some shorts here on this channel recently of our trivia. So I am working the football game at my college. I'm handing out flyers, handing out towels for the game at the gates. I kid you not, at least four or five different people when they came in was like, wait, are you on TikTok? Don't you make sports? I'm dead serious. One was at a tailgate outside the stadium when I was giving out like banners, and then like two or three more people when I'm giving out flyers. There was like one person said, I knew you, I've seen a Charlotte shirt in your videos, but I just have never seen you on campus. And I'm just like, yeah, that's me. It was so interesting that no one had ever come up to me. Like, I know you've said, Wes, people have come up to you before, or Cody, even you said that somebody said something to you before. No one's ever said something to me before. But to have that many, I think it was four different people. One outside the stadium, and then two or three in the stadium. And it was kind of mind-blowing.
Well, I'll share a similar story. I play professional spike ball, which, you know, for most people listening to this is
and
probably like,
and me
wow.
And Cody have beat you before. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you can probably find that somewhere.
Yeah, we're one in 112 against you.
But at my tournament, I've had people come up that I kind of know just from tournaments, seeing them, and they're like, "Yo, like you're on TikTok, right? Like, oh, I love your page pops up all the time. Like, that's sick." And I'm like, "Yeah, like, yeah, we do NBA trivia, RCR.trivia." And, you know, just got to plug it a little bit. But at one tournament, a kid came up to me. I'd never met him before. And he was just like, dude, are you RCR Trivia? Like, I love y'all so much. He like dapped me up. And I was like, Dude, that's sick that you watch or whatever. I just like, I don't know. I was like, do you want an autograph?
I wonder if he's one of the guys that comments tough watch, fellas.
Yeah, he probably did comment tough watch, but no, it is cool to see. But also like Spikeball and that demographic, like they're the type of people that would
watch. There's a lot of sporty people that
it's just sporty people. Like a lot of my closest friends that aren't big sports people that probably have no idea that that's a thing.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like that was like one of those where I'm just like, okay,
it's kind of cool.
We're getting to that point. No one's ever noticed me for Rip City Rundown though.
Now that's happened to you, how many people do you think you see like every day in passing where they don't come up to you, but in their mind they're like, oh, I've seen that kid on TikTok.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because have you ever heard of the dude Wee Hoopin, like that crazy Ravens fan that like sits in his attic and like screams about Lamar Jackson? He's got like 100,000 plus followers, subscribers, or whatever. I've seen him on campus at my college before because he lives around here. Also, another guy I've seen on campus. Have you the like white guy that sounds like Lil Baby?
I hate that guy.
Seen him on my campus. So it's like that happens, and I obviously don't go up to them, but I recognize them. So answer your question. I don't know how many it would be, but like, and I don't think about that ever. Like.
Cody.
The fact that we have, what, 75,000 plus followers, and, like, more. I don't feel like, I'm not going around thinking, oh, I'm famous, and I'm not. But, like, the fact that people know who we are is pretty weird. It's a weird feeling.
Cody, have you had any, do you have any, like, stories about that? Has anyone come up to you before?
There's been, I think, two people in my life that I didn't really know. Maybe I recognized
and your dad and your mom
in college before that have come up.
Didn't someone come up to you wearing the Bad Shot shirt?
Oh yeah, well that was, no.
Wait, actually, that was stupid.
No. But
oh, I was making that never up. Mind.
Yeah, not much, but yeah, it is interesting as we're continuing the growth. And you know, this all started from this YouTube channel making Blazer podcast. That was the starting point. That transition, and yeah, we're still doing the podcast, but. Obviously, these podcasts are getting, on average, like, under 1,000 views. But
that's fine, because the podcast, to me, is like our baby.
I feel like podcast is like, in reality, even if like we're doing more of the other stuff, it's definitely the thing we care about the most. And also, it's where we're going to have our most like genuine fans. So if
for sure.
Especially like, if they're listening to this conversation right now at this point in the pod. Like,
imagine the pod and how fun it will be when the Blazers are like playing in the playoffs. Like, we've yet to do that. We picked probably the worst time to start. But yeah, this was our first thing, and RCR Trivia has grown. And now we're putting some on shorts on this channel. So yeah. If you are listening to this, I it would make my day if you commented on a short and said you came from the pod. That'd be really sick.
Thanks for editing, West. If you also comment that.
Yeah, I do edit the shorts. So for all you people that are mad that the thumbnail, I don't know how to change the thumbnail on a short.
I don't know if you can.
So it's giving it away if you're on the, maybe I'll just like not, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do, but.
And, but
it is crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, going back to we started this at the worst possible time. Yeah, we literally were on the longest streak of making the playoffs in the NBA active. It was like, what, 8 or 9 plus years? And then our first pod is the playoff series that we lose against the Nuggets. And our first real pod with all of us is the offseason after that. What a bad time to start.
Oh, man, if you guys want a treat, go back and listen to that first pod. Oh, boy.
Yeah, about 4:32 mark in the pod that has Zach Collins in the title. You can hear Cody's first ever words on the pod, and he was trying to only say one word, but he said that one word about 7 times.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, that's kind of all we got today. We kind of rambled at the end there, but we wanted to give our hot takes because I think that's a fun way to keep the off season a little more interesting. Comment down below your hot take. We'll probably post these 3 hot takes all on Instagram. So you can also follow that and comment your hot takes there. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening this far. If you are still listening, make sure to subscribe. Make sure to go check out our shorts and check out our trivia page on Instagram and TikTok. We appreciate that a lot. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.